This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So, okay. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm sorry. It's another one of those, I'm giddy because, well, the weekend's here. The crawl to the weekend is over almost. Anyway, I know everybody's sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, we can go home and we don't have to work, we're going to kick it off, you know, and watch football games. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong season. Oh, remember, it's the Declaration of Independence Day. No, that was a couple of days ago. But Mark Zuckerberg knows all about that. Now, he's learning. He's going through independence transitional phase number one for him. Anyway, welcome to the show. We've been having a really good time talking about Mark Zuckerberg and his issues, which are many, but there's just a few that are surfacing right now. They just kind of break it out. You know, he's a multifaceted kind of character. Anyway, big thing that is really developing, we're going to talk about New California in the third hour, so just hang on. We got a lot of things going on. This is the day we're picking and choosing from various news sources. Breitbart was the last one this time. Right now, we're picking on Liz Peek. She's a Fox News contributor. By the way, Liz Peek pretty much was a regular on Agenda 21 Radio years ago when she was aspiring to become a Fox News contributor. And now there she is. She lives in Washington, D.C. And all during the Obama era, you may recall her being on the radio show with us. And she doesn't get on the radio like she used to, unfortunately, because, you know, our agent that we use doesn't advertise for her. So she's not up there. Our scheduler. We have a scheduler. We actually have a scheduler for Agenda 21 Radio. That's why Janine Pereiro is going to be on the radio show with us. Judge Janine, yeah, from Fox News. She's going to be with us I believe July 24th. I'll have to check my schedule, July 24th. She'll be with us in the third hour, and that ought to be a really interesting conversation going on, don't you think? Judge Jeanine from Fox News here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, we've got some other people from other MSNBC just doesn't quite, Rachel Maddow just doesn't quite reach our standards for participating on the radio show, I'm sorry, as anybody from CNN either. You know, it's kind of a toss-up when you think about if you what guest would you like on your show, Maxine Waters, or you know, any of the news people from CNN. I mean, really, look at that. What would you do if you were going to have, let's say, Don Lemon or Maxine Waters available to come on your show to talk? What would you do? You'd say no, and hell no. And that's what we say here, because we can. We are exercising our independent thought. I mean, I don't want Maxine. I don't, listen, it's all I can do to do stories about her. And it's been this way forever. Listen, this woman did so much harm in the days of the LA riots. I'm telling you, she's a vile, vicious human being. And she needs to be treated accordingly. And she is, of course. I mean, everybody, I'm sorry. People are agreeing with me on the phone. How about this? I left my little chime thing on. I'm sorry for the disruption, but people have been chiming in. Anyway, so we've got Trump now. He's going to declare that a new, I'm sorry to switch gears on you, but I got to get going here. I keep ranting and raving. He is going to switch gears in with us as well. He is going to announce another candidate for his retirement of Anthony Kennedy at age 81. And Liz Peek wrote this article that came out, and that's why I bring her up, because she's always on Fox News now. And we're going to, I don't know if we're going to get through this. No, I need to get through it because I'm on a schedule. I've got an agenda. I do, Agenda 21. Anyway. Her article starts out, though they won't admit it, Democrats are suffering continued fallout from the arrogance of the Obama White House. Liberals are furious that President Trump will have the opportunity to appoint another justice to the Supreme Court, thus cementing a conservative majority for the foreseeable future. Moreover, liberals are upset that the Trump administration may have convinced Justice Anthony Kennedy to recently announce his retirement, viewing that as an effort to dirty the pool. That Kennedy, age 81, is nobody's fool, and is unlikely to have been manipulated appears irrelevant. The real offense, which actually merits outrage from the left, is that President Obama did not convince liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to retire during the many years that Democrats controlled the Senate. Ginsburg, 85, she will surely leave the bench in the next few years, opening up the possibility that the Supreme Court will have an even greater conservative cast, one that might indeed persist for a generation. I'd proffer to say several generations. That's just me. That's been my declaration about this. That's been my take on this. John Roberts has his take. I met John. I didn't meet him. I mean, we stood next to one another at one of the Trump rallies. Two of the Trump rallies, actually. Well, this is John Roberts reporting from the White House. Let's see what he has to say.
The schedule is clear this morning, which I'm told could be an indication that he has got plenty of time to meet with a couple of more Supreme Court considerations.
Yesterday,
the president met with four potential nominees.
That was Wednesday.
The White House. Fox News is told that those four potentials are Amy Coney Barrett of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Brett Kavanaugh of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is often referred to as the farm team for the Supreme Court, Judge Raymond Kethledge of the Sixth Circuit, and Amul Thapar, also of the Sixth Circuit, were all here yesterday. In the Oval Office yesterday, speaking with the Dutch Prime Minister, the President said he will meet with two or three more candidates before making his decision. Certainly, he is moving at full speed to have his nominee in place for that Monday evening announcement. Listen here.
They are outstanding people. They are really incredible people in so many different ways, academically and every other way. And I had a very, very interesting morning.
Other judges that we're told are on the short list and could be coming to the White House today, Joan Larson, also of the Sixth Circuit. That would make three possibles from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and Judge Thomas Hardiman, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Hardiman was a candidate last year, along with Kethledge, to replace Scalia, or at least fill the vacancy for Scalia, but the president eventually ended up going with Judge Neil Gorsuch. The president is expecting a big fight, regardless of who his nominee is, with Roe versus Wade at the center of opposition to anybody that the president picks. Democrats certainly don't want to see a judge on the court that could potentially overturn Roe versus Wade. Even some Republicans, Eric, like Susan Collins of Maine, are saying that she would like the president to pick somebody who is committed to not overturning Roe versus Wade. But the president's got the ultimate decision on all of this. Eric?
Clearly, that's a big issue, John. Meanwhile, in terms of international affairs, North Korea.
Okay, so that's the rundown from John Roberts. That was yesterday's reportage. And sort of give you an idea of what they're doing right there. But it looks like it's coming down to those three. At least that's what Liz Peek is reporting and everybody else. So Monday, this is the big announcement. Monday, you're actually going to hear at 9 o'clock, according to the president. That's 9 o'clock Eastern. Just as Agenda 21 Radio will start to come on the air. In fact, we might be playing live. We might open it up live as they make the announcement right at the very beginning of the show. Just sort of giving you a warning, a heads up that that might be happening, because it is really, truly a big moment. It's momentous. And you know what? It looks like the court is going to be conservative for at least 25 to 30 years. And it's all been Obama's fault. Oh, yeah. Can't blame anybody else. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City, coin and bullion. 755-COIN.
White. Okay. Okay, okay, I get it. We're awake now. you know, what is wrong with me today? I gotta do a little search engineering going on. Engineering going on, that's what it is. Search engineering going on right now. Right before your very ears. You're on agenda. Okay, we're the studio is gonna go up, I think, this weekend. So we're gonna like do the business where we're going live and stuff on YouTube and stuff like that. So you can see my face for radio. Judge for yourself. Used to be on all the time, of course, as you know, there's a lot of YouTubes and stuff like that with our past shows and stuff, years of past shows. Also, Ustream, we were using we might use Ustream also. Although they've gotten pricey. I don't know what the deal with those people. They've got really a magnificent studio feature. For being able to edit and graphics and, you know, that sort of sundry things like that and roll. I mean, they really have a very good assemblage of that kind of sophistication in videography, I think. That's just, you know, I'm just a person. That's just me. And anyway, so we're going to be doing that. But I was on last night with Will Johnson. I gotta play that. Why don't I do that? Well, you can visit our website and listen to the podcast, gen21radio.news. We posted it up as hour four yesterday. We did 4 hours of radio yesterday. And, oh, heck, just do 10. Do 10-hour stretch. Let's try and push ourselves, maybe 8. The bathroom breaks are tough. They're really tough, you know. Gotta have a little respite there. But, anyway, so getting back into what we're really trying to talk about here today, which is, again, we're moving across the spectrum, if you will. We're right now in Scotch, this hour anyway, for at least another feature going forward with Donald Trump and Fox News. And there's a couple of things. A great article by Liz Peek. We just reported on that. We've got some other things we're going to report on right now. Whatever happened to these people who hate Trump, the Never Trumpers? And I got to tell you, there are some people still at Fox News that are sort of hiding behind the fact there were absolutely Ben Shapiro. Is it Ben Shapiro? Is that who it is? Yeah, I think it is. No, it's not Ben Shapiro, not him. He's not a Never Trumper. The other guy with Fox News, I'll think of his name in a second. See, when I don't remember the guys that are the haters. I just don't. Oh, but you do have one young lady who's still there. She reports all the time. You see her on the 5, and you see it not on the 5, but is it the curvy couch thing? I hear it. I don't really see it. Well, it's right at after our show, noontime on the East Coast, and she's always on there, and she's an absolute, abject, vicious, vile Trump hater. At least she was at CPAC. And it was disgusting. I was disgusted by the Fox News crew, except for Hannity, who came up. Man, did he bring the house down, Sean Hannity. And, of course, this is one of the things that's going to get into this article. This is called, the title of this media buzz, Key Republican Never Trumpers Choose Dems Over GOP. And this is an interesting story. These people are still hangarounders. Even in spite of all the success of Donald Trump, they're basically the bozos of the the clowns. I don't want to disparage bozo, the clown. They're the clowns, if you will, of the political seasons because of the fact they hate Trump. They're not even ashamed of it. They hate him so much as, quote, conservative Republicans, they're just going to do everything they possibly can to destroy the guy, right? That's kind of what they're talking about here. So Howard Kurtz had something to say about this. We're going to tune in here and listen to this, because these people, there's a special place in, you know, where, for these guys, because they're so hateful.
There's some pretty big names, in fact, are not just in the Never Trump camp. They're in the, oh, my God, I can't stand this president camp. And every day when you watch them on TV or read their columns, they are just finding new and different ways to bash the president, who they view as being bad for the Republican Party. But lately, there's something new happening here. And it's fascinating to me, and it shows you the way, degree to which the Trump presidency has completely turned our politics upside down. And that is, some of these conservative pundits are now openly rooting, openly telling their followers, their viewers, their readers to vote for the Democrats, to vote for the Democrats this fall, to help the Democrats take over one or both houses of Congress, all the better to stop Trump or to rein him in or whatever. And this strikes me as an absolute sea change. For one thing, I mean, you think about the box they're in. This happened during the campaign. The conservatives who didn't like Trump, they would say, well, I'm not saying you should vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, you could vote for this fringe candidate or this third-party person, or I'm going to write in so-and-so. But it was kind of a charade, because either Trump or Clinton was going to win the presidency. And if they were telling people not to vote for Trump, it increased Hillary's chances of winning, which, of course, she did not. But now, you know, these are people who care deeply about their core philosophy. I'm not denigrating them, but they've spent their whole careers fighting against the Democrats as the party of big government, reckless spending, weak foreign policy, identity politics, and more, social engineering, you name it. And now they're saying, well, vote for the Democrats. We don't really like the Democrats, but we need the Democrats to stop Trump. And we don't recognize this Republican Party anymore. One of them is Max Boot. He's now a CNN analyst. He's a Washington Post columnist. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he wrote a column the other day. And he really lost me with this. It was like the second sentence. He called the Republicans a white nationalist party with a conservative fringe. Really, the entire party, just about, except for the fringe. White nationalist? He goes on to say that he'll be rooting for the Democrats this fall.
I want to stop right there, because I mentioned this earlier in the first hour about how all white people are national. You know, this vein of thinking that's out there, even Zuckerberg as an example. Now here you're seeing a so-called former conservative on CNN who's making that very same argument or statement that I was making about Zuckerberg. This is how they view anybody who supports Trump. The racist thing comes up. It's instantly racism. Listen, rule of thumb number one. I used to teach this anti-racism business all the time. This is a thing I did professionally for years. This is what you always believe this. This is the way it works. The first person to call you a racist, they're the racist. How do they know you're a racist? They don't know, especially if they don't even know you. Oh, it's your identity politics. Really? But don't be afraid. This is the thing. We cannot fear these people who call you racist. They're the racist. They're the problems with the person. They're the problem with the race.
To take over both houses, because like post-war Germany and Japan, the Republican Party must be destroyed before it can be rebuilt. Destroyed. So he now wants to destroy the party that he spent his life advocating for because he thinks it is so far gone in a Trumpian direction. That tells you something about this syndrome that I call Trump trauma. Ben Shapiro, conservative writer, fired back that if you think today's Republican Party resembles Japanese fascism or Nazism, Trump has driven you utterly mad. There's also George Will, used to be a contributor here at Fox, now is a commentator at MSNBC. Prize-winning syndicated columnist. And he also says, you know, the GOP is now the president's plaything, in Will's words. So a Democratic-controlled Congress, he says, would be a basket of deplorables, to coin a phrase. But there'd be enough Republicans to gum up the Senate machinery, and that'd be a good thing.
Anyway, the never-Trumpers. The never-Trumpers. They're still there. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All right. Well, you know, we've just got so many great things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why we want you to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour coming up here shortly, and we might just play some of the things that we had on the show vis-a-vis. Actually, it wasn't my show. I was on Unite America First. I might play some of that in the third hour. Some really good stuff, actually. Some really good stuff. Get it out there in the miasma of Radioland, and also it's on YouTube. On Unite America First YouTube. We're going to be putting it also on newcaliforniastate.com and also, yeah, definitely newcaliforniastate.com. That will be coming up. All right, so now a couple of things happening that are really important. Immigration is the top issue for voters this year. You probably didn't know that. This is according to the pop-up that just happened right in front of my face, actually. So, hello. I want to get into this thing about Trump offering Elizabeth Warren $1 million. Telomeres, anybody? But anyway, this poll, where is this poll from? I gee, I couldn't guess that this might be a top issue for Americans. But where is this poll from? Oh, Reuters. Reuters. They're, you know, Reuters is, they're part of, you know, the Reuters are Reuters. Let's say that. Immigration top issue for U.S. voters. Economy a close second. Reuters Ipsos poll. Ipsos. Ipso facto, I guess. Right? This is from Reuters today. Immigration tops the economy and healthcare is tops the economy and healthcare as the most important issue determining Americans' vote ahead of the midterm elections in November. Says the new Reuters Ipsos opinion poll shows. Ipsos, Ipsos. What the heck? You know, ipso facto. Reuters Ipsos. Let me say that again. I like to say it. Reuters Ipsos. Data shows that my immigration became a top concern for registered voters in the United States after the Trump administration in May announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal immigrants, saying they would be criminally charged. The policy became a political lightning rod. Word effects, or sound effects. Word effects. I was right. Lightning rod in the mid-June, with disclosures that thousands of children were separated from their parents who were accused of crossing illegally into the country. Right. They didn't make that same problem a problem with the Obama administration, now, did they? No, they wouldn't do such a thing. Why would they? The poll conducted between June 28th and July 2nd found. I'd like to see their data on that. They don't have... normally there's a link in these stories to where the data would be, and I'm not finding the link, if you know what I mean. So, it says here, the poll conducted between the June 28th, 15% of U.S. registered voters said immigration was the top issue. 15%. Okay, this is one of these stories that doesn't have a graph to follow. You know, a bar graph or any kind of graph. Said 15% of U.S. registered voters said immigration was the top issue determining how they will cast their ballot in November, while 14% said the economy was their biggest concern. All right. And now, then it says 26% of registered Republicans cited immigration as the most important issue likely to determine their vote, up 14 percentage points from a similar poll conducted in the beginning of June. Healthcare remains the top issue for registered Democrats at 16%, followed by the economy 14%. The Reuters Ipsos poll shows 7% of Democrats cited immigration as their top concern. However, Trump's approval on handling immigration remains little changed since the beginning of the year, with 52% of registered voters saying in an ongoing Reuters Ipsos poll that they disapprove of the way the president is handling immigration. Of course they do. It's Ipsos. I'm telling you, Reuters would approve and Ipsos wouldn't. It says Americans are squarely divided along partisan lines on Trump's stance on immigration. 81% of Republicans say they approve of his handling of the issue, while 84% of registered Democrats say they disapprove. Really? Wow. See, there's no data on this. Normally when they give this polling information, and I follow Reuters is actually pretty good in terms of their information. That's why oftentimes I cite and follow up on Reuters stories. And really, the reality check is nothing's as good as the citizen journalist stuff that we get. I'm serious. AP, Reuters, they and Yahoo. What are some of the other ones nowadays? The Washington Post. The Washington Times has done an excellent job with New Californians, no question about it. But these guys I just don't think they reflect true sentiments in their population. There's always a bias. And it's kind of like you got mainstream media. You know where they're coming from. You know, the ABC, CBS, NBC, and all that stuff. But these others that feed the mainstream media, such as Reuters. See, you have to buy the service to get the real news out of Reuters, right? There has to be some sort of an agreement that goes along with Reuters and things like that. They will give you a continual stream. You know, the service is quite good as services for news and information All right, because they've been at it for a long time. AP, you know, it used to be UPI, United Press International. All these sources, the big ones, they will buy the information from them. They'll buy the content, the stories, in other words. So you have a reporter. Now, this one is Maria Caspani, who wrote this article. She gets paid by Reuters, the contract writer and researcher. She gets paid X number of dollars for the story. Usually the stories are written for about 750 words. That's kind of what you get. 750, that's kind of what will work with an editor who doesn't have to do a lot of editing, if you know what I mean, before they put it out on their different outlet. And so they get paid for that. Now, we could pay for the service, but we don't. We use other licensing features. And but the point is that the mainstream media gets fed a lot of this stuff, and then it sometimes gets on editor's desk, and then it gets revised, and then it might be given over to a reader, a news reader. And then all of a sudden, you got a really big distortion about what is far from the facts. That's part of their problem. But the other part of it is that sometimes that news reader or the editor may be the one who's getting paid by the globalists and so on. So that's why you have a complete reality distortion field going on with the mainstream media. Now, we don't do that. We rely upon our citizen journalists to tell us the story, the real stories. And so that's why the most provocative stories that we get are pointed out to us by our citizen journalists. And that's the most important thing. If they ever learned this little secret about why we are so successful in communicating, the mainstream media might be more popular. But, you know, they're just getting it's kind of like Facebook. Facebook is losing people like you can't believe. I wonder why. And it's going to continue this way for the next several years. I think that Mr. Zuckerberg and people like that who don't understand things like the Declaration of Independence, maybe they will come to God. Maybe they'll come to Jesus and be saved. Maybe. We can only hope, right? But that I doubt that. I'm not, disparaging the guy. But anyway, so this Reuters thing, I take with a grain of salt. Even though I think immigration is a top issue, I think it's definitely the top issue. But then you have the economy. Now, how can they be drawing an issue as a negative on the economy right now when everybody's breaking out into jobs and it's exploding and people are being given a better lifestyle? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Back on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Gosh darn. Where is this? We're having so much fun out here. Really, truly are. You know, other signs of the time. We're perusing around what's going on. Okay, I wanted to talk about this hour. So I have... Listen, I'm following the script. Gosh darn it. I'm following the script in front of me. How boring is that? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm kind of on track. I've only left out a couple things so far because of my ranting and raving, and I pulled in some other creative features about what we're doing on the show. But anyway, this is one that I love, these kind of things. Trump offers Elizabeth Warren $1 million to prove she has native heritage. Oh, God. And then they have this picture of her in an Indian headdress. Oh, my God. Listen, they have something here. Maybe if they don't have a commercial in front of it. This is from The Hill. The Hill is kind of a... This is another one. You know, they're kind of quirky, kind of like Reuters. This is something. Listen to this. I got to play this. I got to stop this real quick. They got their sound issues going on here.
Pocahontas. They always want me to apologize for saying it. Let's say I'm debating Pocahontas, right? I promise you I'll do this. I will take, you know those little kits they sell on television for $2? Learn your heritage. We will take that little kit and say, but we have to do it gently. Because we're in the Me Too generation, so we have to be very gentle. And we will very gently take that kid, and we will slowly toss it, hoping it doesn't hit her and injure her arm.
Okay, let me tell you how that kind of stuff works, okay? Because I'm, deep down in my genome, I'm a geneticist. I love genetics, actually. Little story about genetics and how that whole thing worked out. I got my first teaching job because of genetics. No, it's not because I had genetically superior or anything like that. It's just that I had an operational, a functional capability to explain genetics. The genomes, from chromosomes to, mitosis and meiosis. I had an unusual knack of being able to explain it at a very, very tender year. My first year of teaching. So I graduated from college, and I had a really, really, really good understanding because one of my favorite topics in college was genetics. I took all the genetics courses I could possibly take. That was in the early 70s. Now, keep in mind, people had been following genetics for a long time, but they didn't understand the chemistry of it all. They didn't understand the nature of DNA and RNA and all this other stuff, telomeres. They, in fact, I don't even think we had a discussion about telomeres in the 70s. Yeah. So anyway, it was in 1956, Watson and Crick wrote the book called The Double Helix. I actually have a copy of it behind me, one of the original ones. It's paperbacks. One of the ones I used in college. So they didn't understand the chemical nature, the makeup, the organic chemical nature of what genes were. They knew about chromosomes. They could see chromosomes and onion cells and things like that. And they understood because they would do, you know, look at people's chromosomes. They had capability of actually looking inside the cells, the nucleus of the cells, and seeing at various phases of development chromosomes. I go, oh my God. And these things are, quite frankly, under the microscope, are plainly evident if you're looking at an onion cell. Onion cells, if you put the right kind of stain on them, you can see the chromosomes crystal clear under a very, very small, not a very high resolution microscope. They're very clear. And so people will look at those and go, wow, what are those? This is predating 1956. So chromosomes, which are found inside of cells, can only really be found inside the nucleus of a cell at certain times during reproduction of the cell. They reproduce, yes. They sexually reproduce. Well, it's an asexual form of reproduction, but they reproduce. And then in order to get sex cells, you have to half that number of chromosomes. Anyway, my point is this. Those chromosomes contain genes, and it's these genes in combination that give you the characteristics that you have. Whether or not you have blonde hair, black hair, whether or not you're dark complected, you have dark skin, light skin, yellow skin, purple skin with dots type of things, right? And that's basically the blueprint for life. That's what that is. Well, I was an expert at understanding that. And I got my first job at a school where really a teaching staff did not understand that. I explained it. I had a 3-hour interview for my job, and I got it. And 2 years later, the principal told me, well, you know, Paul, we gave you that job because you explained to everybody genetics. In a 3-hour session, we were taking notes, and we said, we're hiring that guy. So that's how I got my first job as a teacher. I understood genetics. So Pocahontas, we now have these various companies out there that are selling these DNA kits. You see these guys, one guy's a German one day, and he's a Scot the next. He's in a lederhosen for a kilt and all that stuff, you know, because we can actually track down the human genome. It's very well known, the human genome. In fact, there are a lot of companies out there that are actually keeping logs of all human genes that they possibly can. Seriously, they're just scooping them up. Ask Indonesia. That's one of the places, the largest areas in which they actually track the human genome. So anybody's genes are welcome, literally, because, you know. So, but from that, you can study about what kind of combinations you can make to make superhuman beings or super whatevers. That's a whole other issue. That's a very ethical issue going on. But Trump is onto something here. She needs to prove herself because I'm telling you, she has disparaged, I think, the Native American heritage. If, in fact, she's lying. And I don't see anything in what I've been seeing from Pocahontas that she's not lying. From a genetic standpoint, I just want the proof. Let's buy her one of those kits. Check out her telomeres. I want to see her RNA and her DNA. I would like to see those base combinations. Anyway, that's just me, the geneticist. We'll be back.
Hi.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, it's kind of interesting. We're talking about genetics and so on, and I think it's hysterical, actually. Here you have Pocahontas, and she's talking about, Donald Trump talking about, she should take a test. This is what's happening at the border right now, to give you conclusive evidence and information. This is what's happening. DNA tests are in the works for separated migrant parent and children. Yeah. We're going to find out, you know, who the smugglers and who aren't the smugglers, and if they're renting the kids to be brought across the border so that people can get across the border freely. We're going to be finding DNA tests are being performed on children and parents in an attempt to reunite migrant families separated at the U.S. border, said a federal official with knowledge of the reunifications. The safety and security is paramount, and it is not uncommon for children to be trafficked or smuggled by those claiming to be parents. Man, wouldn't that be something else? Let's put Pocahontas in with the children. Let's have her go down and somebody scratch her, get a little DNA. It's all you need. You know, Hitler's relatives to this day won't go into a restaurant and leave their fingerprints or lips on anything. You know, lip prints. Why? Because people, well, they'd scoop up the genetic material left behind. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Elizabeth won. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also nukecaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.